The chair of Milwaukee's Fire and Police Commission had to gavel some citizens back to order as the panel appointed by Mayor John Nerquist voted unanimously on a directive. The directive, a first for Milwaukee, tells Police Chief Arthur Jones to develop a comprehensive written plan to reduce homicide and other firearm-related crime in the city. After the contentious meeting, Fire and Police Commission member Carla Cross said the plan will help evaluate the chief's performance.
Things have just been culminating to the fact that even nationally people call and say, what's going on in the city of Milwaukee? I think we really need to do something about crime, and we want it to come from the chief. He is a manager.
Commission members contend there are ways to reduce gun violence. But Chief Jones says Milwaukee's murder total is already going down, as are some other types of crime. Jones says he will come up with a written plan.
And they're not going to like the plan that I'm going to prepare. You want to know why? Because the plan I'm going to prepare is exactly what we're doing right now. That is my plan.
A Milwaukee pastor, Dennis Givens, takes the chief's side of things.
There's a lot of good things that are trying to happen now, and we have a board of people who collectively do not have the experience that the chief has, and they're trying to tell the chief how to run his, do his job. You know, come on.
Jones and the Fire and Police Commission do agree on one thing. Both say the concealed carry gun plan sought by some Republican legislators would just make Milwaukee's homicide problem worse. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.